great. A lot of us are probably pleased to see this kind of cybersecurity summit underway at the White House, especially what have happened after the Colonial Pipeline hack. But I want to get back to that question. Okay, they're all going to announce they're going to crack down and increase their cybersecurity. But what have they been doing for the last decade? This has been a warning we've heard for years and years.
Well, Microsoft has been investing in their threat and intelligence services as well as cybersecurity. But what they're committing today is to invest an additional $20 billion in front of their product development so that every product they put out has cybersecurity in the forefront. Just like any other vendor, there's the problem of creating your product and then trying to secure it instead of securing it from advance. And that's the commitment they're making today. That's the call to action that a lot of these major CEOs and companies are putting forward, is that cybersecurity has to be first and foremost because it's now a part of everything we do.
Matt, if you were in the room today with President Biden, just going off of that a little bit, I guess, what more would you advise him that needs to be done? And when we talk about the private and public partnership on this, certainly it seems like there's room for much improvement.
And part of that would be to go to our states and local governments, these municipalities, especially in critical areas such as water, like we saw incidents in Florida. There has to be a backstop for some of these areas that just can't afford to retrofit or to make some of their issues more secure than they currently are. If we don't get ahead of some of the state and local challenges that exist, we're going to have a giant problem on our hands strictly from those sectors that they maintain.
When, you know, your experience as a former assistant secretary for cybersecurity at DHS, when you saw that Colonial had paid the ransom, and although the government was able to get some of that money back, what's the message that that sent? And are we going to experience a day when these ransoms no longer have to be paid because they won't be able to break through? We're talking about critical infrastructure here.
And that was a heartbreaking moment, because when you contribute to this criminal enterprise, that you're just incentivizing the next big ransomware campaign to make money themselves. Thankfully, the FBI and others were able to put a dent in that and to stop it. If we can get these marketplaces to not exist, that's going to put a big thorn in the side of ransomware operators everywhere, because they're not able to just freely operate as they are today.
Matt, one of the leaders that's meeting with President Biden today is the CEO of Girls Who Code. And I bring this up because that really sheds a light on the education part of this and what needs to be done, because there's tens of thousands of cybersecurity jobs out there that are still unfilled. I guess, how significant is the education portion of this, and how do we improve something like that, where there seems to be year in and year out so many positions that can't be filled?
It is a huge challenge. Right now, we don't have enough people, as you mentioned, for any of the cybersecurity positions that we have. I think we're dealing in like 5% of the available population. One of the challenges that we're going to have to lean into is convincing the high schools, the trade schools, the universities around not just America, but globally, the focus that needs to be on cybersecurity, and to promise those jobs really exist. Because right now, everyone's seeing these jobs, but they've got certifications associated with them. They've got things they're not familiar to see when you're fresh out of college or you're fresh out of high school looking at a trade to jump into. And so we need to start be better communicators on what's necessary to be that cybersecurity expert, and start to get those tools in the hands of students everywhere so we can start to fill up this gap.
I'm going to ask a question that is myopic, and I think a lot of investors are worried about. We saw the T-Mobile hack, $40 million. We saw Coinbase, what they're going through with people who've had their funds taken. If I change my financial passwords every year, and if I've got two-factor authentication, can I sleep easy? Because I've had friends in your field who've said no.
I'm afraid you can't. There's no such thing as information that's on the internet that's impenetrable. What we have to do is make it very, very, very expensive and very difficult to get to. And we do that with security practices that are common and that have been proven to really trip up those first early attempts. Most of these large-scale breaches are due to finding vulnerabilities and to working on passwords that are given up through employee spear phishing attempts, or things that are as common as faking you into putting your password into a screen that's not legitimate. So we're still dealing with people opening doors with crowbars, as opposed to leveraging very complex systems against your personal information. But with AI and advents of things to come, we don't know where that's going to lead, and we have to be prepared for that and do the small things right now so that we're prepared to do the more complex things later.